Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August the 12th. Overnight, we had December corn down a penny and a quarter, 393 and three quarters. That's a new contract low. September wheat down 8¾ cents at 533 and three quarters. November beans down 5¼ cents at 997 and a quarter. That's the lowest price since January of 2021. Contract low goes back to December of 2020 at 964 and a quarter. We did have some sales this morning, 165 new crop corn to unknown, most likely China, 300,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, most likely China, 100 old, 200 new. Obviously, we have the reports out today at 11 o'clock. At 10 o'clock before that, we'll get export inspections. Then we'll have crop progress at 3 o'clock, weekly export sales on Thursday. But the big news for this week will be, certainly be the stocks report. They're looking for corn production at 15.103 billion bushels. That's up just 3 million bushels from last month. Soybeans at 4.469 billion bushels. That's up 34 million from last month. The corn yield up 1.1 bushel, and the beans up a half a bushel is what they're looking for. Carryouts, they're looking for a corn carryout of 2.092 billion bushels. That's down 5 million from last month. The beans up 37 million at 472. It's a pretty big number. Wheat 860 of 4 million. The world stocks, they're looking at corn down 400,000 at 311.2. The beans down 200,000 at 127.6. And the wheat up 100,000 metric tons at 257.3. Wheat production, they're looking at 2,016,000,000. That's up 8 million from last month. So, you know, unless there's a major surprise, the numbers don't look that bearish. We push these grains down about as far as we can out here. We're making new lows in the corn, new lows in the wheat, new lows in the beans. We'll see if that holds up. Could we see a turnaround key reversal here today? It's possible. We're making new contract lows basically in corn and beans. So if we close over the previous day's high, that would be a key reversal. But we're going to need to see something pretty bullish out here. The rest of the week, you know, it just really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Corn and bean ratings ought to improve from last week. We've had cool weather, good rains. The forecast looks pretty good. Big crops get bigger. So I don't see anything particularly friendly on the fundamental side. But we are starting to see demand pick up at these lower levels, which is certainly a good sign. Right now, the world seems to be in favor of buying black sea wheat. Informa raised the Ukrainian wheat crop by 2 million metric tons. The world also seems to want to buy South American corn and beans over the U.S. for the most part. But that may be changing here with our lower prices. We hope to stimulate demand at these lower prices. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.